broadcast and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Hey, can we just have a quick shout-out for all of the non-child-bearing parents out there? Happy non-child-bearing Parents Day.
The non-birthing parents.
That's non-birthing.
Yeah, the non-birthers.
Weirdo.
What a stupid thing. I'm not even going to go there. Today is Sunday.
Happy Father's Day.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Happy Father's Day, June 20th, 2021. And my name is Mark Kent. I'm a graduate of the University of Hard Knocks with a degree in results. And, yes, Happy Father's Day to everyone out there.
Happy Father's Day. Love you, Dad.
Brought to you by Luke Pearson Construction, Custom Homes and Excavating, 530-605-9575. They are licensed and bonded, and Luke's a great guy, so give him a call. That's 530-605-9575. I'm here in the great state of Jefferson, and my sister Linda's on assignment, or doing something out there. Not sure assignment covers it. I think it's more like playing.
It's a good word.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're not screwing around. And the kid that rocks around the clock faster than a speeding internet connection, more power than a high-speed download with a 10-degree black belt and ram, Cyber Dave Johnson!
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
There you have it. And the guardian of the magic button, the librarian of a bumper, the time bandit of breaks, the keyboard weaponry specialist and producer extraordinaire, Travis!
Yeah, I'm here.
Should be introducing MMA guys or something.
Oh, wait. Talk about lower.
This is the WWE. Next up, we have The Flash. Wow, could he get those pants any tighter? Ooh, baby.
The Undertaker now.
Hey, kid-friendly show, guys. Kid-friendly show.
Oh, kid-friendly.
Just kidding.
Oh. Well, at least we didn't say tidy whitey. Then we would be racist. I mean, you know something? Would you be surprised if somebody called that racist?
No.
I'm honestly not surprised by anything anymore. Yeah. I'm really not.
No, not at all. I mean, it's like, good grief.
Well, you're racist for making that joke in the first place.
Hey, you know, that's how it works.
Yeah.
Is that if you're white, you don't even know you're a racist, even if you're not a racist, because you're a racist because you're white.
Well, yeah.
I'm told, yeah.
Didn't you know?
I know. I missed the memo. Okay, and are we got this? Okay, so you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is what I think of racism and critical race theory.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
We're going to play that all the time now because, and I'm going to turn it up again. We're going to play it one more time because this is our problem right here. You ready? Here we go. One more time. Let's get it good.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
It's so true. It is so true. I mean, you know, garbage in, garbage out. Stupid is as stupid does. You know, I posted a thing that showed a black bear, a brown bear, and a racist bear just happened to be a polar bear.
Oh, wow. That's racist.
That's racist. Yeah. He's white. Rat. You know, I mean, this, come on.
He's white because of the snow. Everyone knows that.
He's, and snow.
Snow's racist?
Snow is racist.
Oh, gosh.
Because it's like pool.
Well, I know math's racist.
Well, it's like playing pool.
Yeah.
The white ball strikes the black ball into a pocket to win the game.
Oh, wow.
That's racist.
That's racism at its finest. I mean, the guy who invented pool, yeah. So, all this stuff is crap. Complete crap. It really is.
Well, that was sexist to assume a guy invented pool.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's just, it's all part of the plan that's just moving forward. So remember when we turned around and looked at the Well Health safety seal a while ago, probably about 4 weeks ago when it first came out, you had all these hotshot actors that are all talking about how you have the freedoms. You had the one German guy that comes on, or German sounding guy that comes on. The Well Health safety seal, it will protect you in all of these buildings. Well, so interestingly,
you sound like what's his name on The Simpsons. I can't think of his name. The old guy that owns everything.
Mr. Burns?
Yeah, Mr. Yeah. Burns.
Thanks, Mr. Yeah. Burns. I don't watch it very often, but that was a spot-on imitation.
So we should see if we can pull that clip up again.
Well, we've got Horowitz. We've got a guest today. Oh, David Horowitz is coming on in 5 minutes, so we don't want to get too far afield here.
Let me call him.
All right.
Well, so, the one thing I was going to mention on that is, we reported on that 4 weeks ago when they started on it.
Right.
Now when you go to the Mount Shasta Mall, you've got the Well Health safety seal there at the front. You've got it on the doors that are around the corner. And it was one thing that was funny, because my wife and I were walking in there yesterday, and just going into the mall, you look at the place that is the most locked down in our entire area. You walk in there, I mean, it feels really sus when you're walking in there. And now they've got the Well Health safety seal.
We got some other things we're going to cover after we get David Horowitz. We'll have him on until probably 11 o'clock, and he's got a bunch of stuff to talk about as far as, I think, his new book and so forth. I did want to mention in passing Guatemala Kamala. She's down there. She didn't go to the border, but there's people holding up signs down in Guatemala when she was visiting there this last week that said Trump won.
Trump won. We can go home. We don't want you here. My favorite part about it was she literally, right after she gets that reception over there, she goes, "Don't come to our border. We don't want you here."
We have our friend on the phone.
Oh, yeah. I was going to do the Wicked Witch of the West voice, but let's move on. We have David Horowitz with us today. He's back. We've had him on several times. David's a great guy. He's written some great books. The latest one, I think, is Dark Agenda. It might not. I might want to look here what I got. But he's with us today. Oh, no, The Enemy Within, How a Totalitarian Movement is Destroying America. I think that was in April, and you're such a worker, you've probably got something else on the boilerplate. What's going on, David? How you do this morning?
Yeah, the other one will be out in October. But this is the crucial one.
Okay.
Our country, I mean, we're going past the point of no return.
Is this the one about betraying America or betrayed America?
Well, we have a fascist government.
Okay.
The Democrat Party has made dissent from its opinions treason. That if you disagree with a Democrat, you're a white supremacist, you're an insurrectionist, you're basically a traitor.
That's...
And, of course, they have the so-called mainstream media, which all came through our colleges where there's no free speech, support these views.
We're having a hard time hearing you, David.
You are?
Yeah, now that's a lot better.
Is this better?
Yeah, that's a lot better.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Look, just take the January 6th demonstration in the Capitol. Democrats have acted as though if you question the 2020 election, which had massive irregularities, you're somehow a threat to democracy. You're somehow a traitor. Or that Nancy Pelosi has called all Republicans enemies of the state. You're not allowed to question an election. Of course, Democrats have challenged every single Republican presidential election victory since 1980. And in 2016, just to show you what hypocritical liars they are, Jeremy Raskin, who led this fake impeachment of Trump for challenging the election, he went to the well of the House, accompanied by other Democrats, to challenge the election results, say it was fraudulent, and demand that they remove the electors. No different from what Trump was urging his followers to do. And if you read the speech, they try to impeach him for inciting an armed insurrection. If you read the speech says, we have to go, you have to go and protest and stiffen the spines of weak Republicans who are not supporting an investigation into this crooked election. Mm-hmm. And if you fail, you have to go back home and primary the weak Republicans so the next time we can challenge the election. Perfectly reasonable Democratic thing to say. Yet the Democrats try to impeach him with this, saying that he was inciting, the charge was inciting an armed insurrection.
Well, now it's
confiscated.
Well, now it's coming out.
500 people, they were arrested.
Now it's coming out.
Were unindicted co-conspirators working for the FBI.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly where I was going. Yeah, because it's coming out this week.
This was a rigged election and a coup is what it was.
Well, and now you're finding out the FBI's
dialogue.
We keep stepping on each other. We're finding out that the FBI's fingerprints are all over this false flag.
Of course, it was a setup.
Yep, absolutely.
Trump offered. Here's Trump offered in advance of January 6th to put 10,000 National Guards around the Capitol to protect it. Because our times have gotten so crazy because the Democrats, mayors across the country won't enforce the law.
And
it was rejected by Pelosi and the Democrats because they wanted there to be a riot.
Yes.
And in fact, it was a pretty calm affair. The only person killed was a Trump supporter, Ashley Babbitt, an unarmed woman who was murdered on camera. You can see the gun go out as it shot her. And the murderer is protected by Pelosi. It's behind all this crap. Our country is just in serious, bad trouble. Mm-hmm. And our guys are way too polite and nice, about criticizing what's going on. If every time you disagree with a Democrat, you're subject to a charge of treason. We don't have a democracy anymore.
Well, and it's interesting enough that during that period of the Capitol riots, we have information that's come out now that there's around 20 people who were at the riot, participated in the riot, and are not being charged. And a lot of people are making the connection to it that those guys were working with the FBI, and they were working as undercover operatives, helping to get this thing going. We had pry bars that were stationed around these windows. We had the police officers that were letting them in. We had a narrative that was completely spun. To the left and to the right of Ashley Babbitt, to the left, there was a dude that was an Antifa member screaming, "I've got a knife. Let's go ahead and do this. Let's go ahead and get in there." He's actually trying to incite things, calling for basically an armed attack on the people within the Capitol, and he ends up getting a payout from these big news media corporations for his footage of the actual shooting of Ashley Babbitt. To the right of her, there was a guy with ties to Black Lives Matter who had helped organize some of the local protests, as they call it, which at this point we all know is bunk. And Kamala Harris is one of these people that is saying that the riots and the assemblies will not stop for BLM and Antifa. And in fact, the bail fund backed by Kamala Harris freed the same rioter twice. Now he's been charged again. So it's just, it's the doublespeak.
Yeah, it's ideology. It's fascist. Mm-hmm. And we don't have the only Republican who's called them fascists is, of course, Trump. Why are conservatives so tongue-tied and so super polite that they don't want to embarrass people? Put them in camps and re-educate them. They're already talking about it. They really want to remove every Republican legislator in the Congress, senators and congressmen, who challenge the election result. There's nothing more American than questioning authority, is there?
Well, these guys are using this right out of the communist playbook of taking over a country. That's what this is really about, you know.
Well, and they're destroying our economy, and
yep.
it's just sick. And they're destroying the military. The Secretary of Defense is a black racist named Austin, who's instituted, a Black Lives Matter agenda in the military. So that he's setting white recruits versus black recruits, destroying unit cohesion and morale in the military. How would you defend your country if you think that it's a racist nightmare? Which is, and Black Lives Matter, of course, what do they identify with? The Cuban and Chinese communists and the, Islamic terrorists.
Well, the other thing,
the Biden administration.
The other thing I was going to say, going back to the Capitol, is now you've got people that have been in isolation and locked down, in the jails or wherever they're being held, that have no due process. They're not trying them. They're not charging them. They're just, because of the state of emergency, I guess. I'm not sure what rules, or they're just ignoring the rules. It's becoming lawless.
They can do it to the president. They did it to Trump when he was president, no due process. When I say they're fascists, I'm not using that term the way leftists do. Anybody you don't like is a fascist. This is what they are. They don't respect the American constitutional order. They don't respect due process. They will do anything, by any means they can get away with, create a one-party state.
Well, they're getting away with it because there's no enforcement against these guys. That's our biggest problem right now, is there's no rule of law because the guys that are in charge don't...
They are the law.
They are the law, exactly. They don't care.
They're in the White House.
Well, the guy in the White House, I'm not sure if he knows which day it is, but...
this is the worst atrocity problem. Crime that the Democrat Party as a whole has committed, which is to put a basket case in the White House. How did they make this Alzheimer puppet who has to ask permission if he can answer questions?
Yeah, I'd like to know who's running the show.
Well, I think a lot of that, too.
Of the world's greatest superpower.
A lot of that, too, to be fair, is...
They've endangered the lives of every American this way. I mean, the Chinese are not playing around.
I agree. Go ahead. Go ahead, Dave.
So a lot of that is, in my opinion, you saw him do that on the Senate floor. And you basically have a guy that is, in my opinion, not a doctor, but... dementia-ridden. He doesn't know where he's at, and he's basically trying to pull the cutesy things that he used to try to do to make himself seem like one of the people. But it's not real cute when you're the bloody president of the United States and you're saying, oh, they tell me what to do. That's not really the way it's supposed to work.
It's kind of working like this across the board, though, even in California with the recall on Gavin. Now he's going to Disneyland or wherever he's going, and nobody's buying it anymore. Even at the local level here with our boards of supervisors, and this McGreeny thing and him becoming a CEO, both sides of the aisle are starting to go, what the heck is going on? I mean, nobody's buying the narrative anymore because, if you do, you're just playing ignorantly, you got a few brain cells missing, I guess. Well, but go ahead, Dave. I want to see what your take on that is.
Well, I mean, the only hope lies in what Trump has created, which is the first mass conservative movement, certainly in my lifetime. When I came out of the left 40 years ago, came over to the right, the first thing I said was, where's the ground army?
Right.
The left has all these organizations, hundreds, thousands of them on various issues, to get in the face of and attack politicians and attack companies. Actually, Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton had this extortion racket going where they'd say to a company, you know, give us $10 million and parrot our racist line, or we're going to call you racist and boycott you. And they folded, and they did it. But there's nobody on the right harassing Jack Dorsey, the head of Twitter, or Mark Zuckerberg.
Well, I think that's changing. I think that's
changing. $400 million in tax-exempt dollars to rig this last election.
I think it's changing dramatically, David. And the reason it's changing dramatically is because Trump has set the wheels in motion across the board at all levels of government and the people. I mean, the counties, we're taking back our county. You saw Nevada, two counties over there just the other day, you know, decided to become constitutional counties. The pushback is getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
That's why I say it's our hope. The last best hope we have is the mass movement that Trump has created. I mean, in my book, The Enemy Within, that one of his last rallies in the campaign was in Butler, Pennsylvania. Butler, Pennsylvania has 1,240 inhabitants. 1,240. He had 50,000 people cold night come out to hear. Most Biden get 30 people in the middle of the day to hear him.
David, can you get a little bit closer to your microphone? You're coming through a little bit choppy.
It tells you everything you need to know about the last election. Biden could assemble a crowd of 30 people, and Trump would get 50,000 in a town of 1,200. To believe that Biden won the election, you have to believe that he got 16 million more votes than Barack Obama at his height.
You have to believe in fairy tales is what you got to believe in. You got to believe in pixies and fairy tales and Peter Pan.
Yeah. So our country is in deep trouble. We live in a lawless country where the law is... You know, I was just watching this black policeman who was the head of the Policeman's Association in Portland, where violent crime is up 800%. Because the Democrats, who are communists, they're the insurrectionists that won't back the police and won't protect public safety, have encouraged these criminals. Antifa and Black Lives Matter, those are two criminal domestic terrorist organizations, is what they actually are. And nobody's holding them in check because the authorities are these racist Democrat mayors.
Well, and the police force up there, I heard a bunch of them quit. Maybe it was Michigan or something. But
the riot squad quit.
Yeah, they said they had enough.
And they're tired of going out on the streets and having these vicious criminals arrested and then let go the same day or the next day.
Well, we got about 2 minutes, and we got to go to a break, David.
Okay, well, my book describes this whole phenomenon, The Enemy Within, how a totalitarian movement is destroying America. I go over how they use the COVID virus to actually destroy Trump with their phony charge. Well, Biden accused them of causing coronavirus patient. What Trump did was heroic. He didn't control any of the health care. The mask mandates, the shutdowns, all those policies are for the states, the governors of the states, not the president. His job was to get ventilators, to get masks, and then he saved us all with the vaccine.
Well, I'll tell you what, though, Fauci's been exposed for the liar that he is, and I think the tide
Fauci
is turning.
When he was doing AIDS, he caused the death of 500,000 gay men by just knuckling under to the idiot leftists.
We got to go
the public health system.
We got to go to a break, Dave.
The AIDS virus
We got to go to a break, Dave. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Okay, well, thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, very good. Hold on.
Happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, Jay, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Sovereign Radio, home of Free Fire Media. We're getting dipping into the old stuff there. Who was that? That would have been the Staple Singers. just in case you wanted to know.
Heck yeah. And so we're coming off the call. We had David Horowitz on the last one, or Horowitz. And
Horowitz.
He had a book recently that he put out, The Enemy Within, How a Totalitarian Movement is Destroying America. It's available on Amazon. Mark Levin has said that The Enemy Within is a book for all patriots who understand that our country is in a fight of its life. It talks about America on the brink. How did it happen? He lays out the left's embrace of critical race theory and the decades-long infiltration of our education system. It's a real good read, folks. Go out there and have a look at it.
Very good. So I want to talk, let's talk a little bit about our Board of Supervisors and the recall and all the stuff that's going on. I was at the Board of Supervisors meeting. I made the news again. and I want to like follow up with this because, I made the news again with the white guy satire making fun of the BOS pandering, to the, LBGDQDXYZ plus thing. It's so absurd to make a month to celebrate someone's sexual preference or their identity, whatever. It's just absurd. And so, you know, what also ticks me off is soundbite Mike, Mangus. He always cuts off the point of the clips. It's always this soundbite that kind of promotes the narrative that you're just a nutcase who, sour grapes thing, you know, you're just mad because they got, you know, their month thing. And
so they cut it to make you sound like a bigot.
Well, kind of, yeah, because the point was that, it's not about the narrative. It's about not pandering to sexual preferences. You know, why should anybody get a month because they've got some sexual preference or identity crisis going? It's just stupid.
And there was this lesbian gal that I follow on TikTok, and she made a really good point because she basically said that the whole thing has been adapted to be wokeism and to try to be corporate and all the rest of this. But what she made the point on is she said, you know what? It's nobody's business. It really isn't.
That's like my point.
And her point on this, though, is that if you're not interested in me sexually, like, I don't care if you're a man or a woman, if you're interested in me sexually, then you can tell me. But other than that, if you're not interested in that, I'm not interested in knowing about what it is. That's what it's about.
This is not about celebrating. These guys are just being used as pawns, in my opinion. This is about division. This is about dividing people, you know, in their differences so that everybody is fighting against each other instead of seeing the big problem with the government, you know, basically taking over and the narrative, you know. But that's why people aren't listening anymore. And if you listen, you don't believe them anymore because, you know, the sound bites are always taken out of context. You know, it's about an old white guy complaining because, you know, but how crazy is it when you're celebrating someone's sexual preference? Mm-hmm. I mean, where does that end? I mean,
it's really
crazy.
Doesn't.
It's nuts.
It's capitalized across the board so that you can go on to all of these companies' websites, and if they haven't changed the logo to have the little rainbow flag, then you can flip out on them and make sure that they're doing
the same
the
old
agenda.
Extortion thing that, you know, Reverend Sharpton and all, Jesse Jackson, they use it on the black thing. Now they're taking the same playbook and using it on the big corporations to get money.
Well, and honestly, there's a lot of bigger things than that are going on right now. One of them right now that everybody should be aware of, everybody should know about, is the new Domestic Terrorism Prevention Act of 2021.
Well, we're going to get there. We're going to get there.
What about the ITF one? Are we going to get there, too?
We can get there, too. We got plenty of time. But I want to give some kudos on this last thing to Raleigh out there because she came up with a great acronym. I changed it just a little bit. Okay, so we aren't the XYZ QBD or whatever. We are the CHAMP champs, okay, which would be conservative heterosexual American male patriot, and plus, because we want to encompass everybody. But if you think about that, and you brought that up to get that on the agenda, you know, we got our Board of Supervisors over here. You know, you got Chimenti. Well, I'm a conservative, and I'm a Catholic, and everybody, I know I'm conservative. But how come the only ones that are supporting you in this county are the leftists? How come the most leftist people in this county are supporting you? Because you can say all day long that you're a conservative, but all your votes, all everything keeps going to the left. You get rid of our constitution, you get rid of our rights, you get us in lockdowns, you promote LBGQD whatever, and make that a month to be recognized. I mean, what's next? You sit there and say that you're conservative, but you do everything that's non-conservative. So that's why they're being recalled. And the recall is going pretty well, by the way. Mm-hmm. It's gathering steam, as a matter of fact. So, okay, so I had to get that out because it's been kind of bothering me all week. I'm so tired of Soundbite Mike, you know, clipping everything to try to bolster the narrative instead of telling the truth. I just want the truth, the point to be, it doesn't have to be a long clip, but he could have added just a little bit more than that to that my position was, how absurd is it that we are celebrating this at all? Why don't we celebrate, you know, some achievements by, you know, gee, we set the slaves free or, you know, it's like the new thing with the Juneteenth. I don't have any problem with Juneteenth at all. I really don't. Celebrate the slaves. But that's not what it's about. At the same time, they're talking about getting rid of the statue of George Washington, who was the general and the instrumental in freeing everybody. Mm-hmm. Okay. See, he had a slave. Everybody had a slave back in the 1700s.
Well, and to this point, let's take a look at the Project Veritas video that just came out from the Fox 27 reporter that basically said that she had been gagged for 2 years during her career.
Correct.
And this is a conservative media outlet. And you look at that, this should actually be something to where CNN and the rest of these should be able to jump right on it and be like, look at, they're gagging their people. But instead, they actually go through and berate this gal who's just trying to come through and tell the truth.
Well, it's getting out. It's getting out because now you got Joe Rogan who came out.
Yeah,
you heard about that, about Brian Seltzer and, you know, the MF-er and all this stuff. And, you know, you're supposed to be an MF-er journalist is what he said, basically. And their ratings have gone, they've tanked.
Like 70% down.
I think it's even more now. It's up to 80%. They're losing their viewership because who wants to sit there and watch something that's going to be complete crap that's not giving you anything but misinformation, disinformation, you know, shoveling a narrative down your throat, you know, for political purposes. With that, I think we have a caller.
Morning, Terry.
Are you there, Terry?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Terry?
I'm here. I wanted to kind of weigh in on what you just said. I think you need to repeat what you just said about Joe Comente. I think that was really, really spot on, Mark. I think you hit the nail on the head. Joe Comente is spewing that he's a conservative.
It's for the crap.
That he's right wing. He's spewing all these things. The challenge is, I don't condemn him whether he's left wing or right wing. What I condemn him about is that it sounds to me like he's not telling the truth. Because
exactly.
if he hasn't voted for one conservative thing at all on this board, everything has not been conservative. If you're not conservative, just say so. If you are leaning to the left, just say so. But frankly, it almost sounds like a lie.
Well, see, here's what they've been doing, Terry, and they've been playing this game for a long time, and they're starting to be called on it, because the reason that they say they're a Republican or a conservative is because most of the conservative base has not been checking on their votes. Most of the conservative base has not been, in the last 10, 20 years, never showed up to these board meetings. They have stuff to do, you know, but so they would just tell everybody that they're conservative and they're Republican and this or that, because they want those votes come election time. They can't say who they are, which is a bunch of left-wing, peddling of more government, more money, and bigger government, because if they said that outright and they didn't lie about it or they told the truth, nobody would vote for them, because everybody's still thinking they're Republicans as long as they keep saying that. But they're getting checked on now.
Well, I think that's such a great point. That's why, you know, I really, 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 I'm glad you guys are kind of going on a lot of things that are a little bit more local, because as we talked about in the previous program, it's great to have this knowledge of all the other stuff. And yes, we do need to have it. And yes, it needs to be brought to the forefront. But it's how we fight the battle. And I think that's where we are in this whole thing, is how we fight the battle. If you're an elected official and you lean to the left, say so. I would have more respect for someone who says who they are and what they are and what they believe than I ever would for somebody who says they believe one thing and does another. And Kamiki, to me, is not only hypocritical in his actions, but I cannot wait to see him get recalled. And I have never seen anybody who's ever been elected to the Board of Supervisors, even though Joe's a nice guy, he comes off as a really nice guy, I've never seen anybody that's been as big a disappointment as Joe Comente has been to the people of Shasta County in the 45 years I've lived here. So anyway, have a great show, guys.
All right, thanks Terry. Before we get to our next caller, I just want to point out that Patrick Jones took down the plexiglass this week. It was epic. It was freaking epic. You know, they've had this $9,000 plexiglass up there that's absolutely worthless. It doesn't do any good. You know, you go behind the plexiglass like you're shielded from some, you know, germ that never can. The people are still 30 feet away, 20 feet away from there. What are they spitting? What are they having, spitting contests? It's complete stupidity to spend $9,000 on that plexiglass. It does nothing.
Don't you know a single sheet pane of plexiglass will stop a virus? I saw it in all of these biohazards. Movies.
No.
They were protective suits.
It's because it's because the virus is so intelligent. It's kind of like a ninja warrior. You know, it has little masks and it, you know, vaults and pole vaults and jumps and, you know, crawls on the floor and up the shield and down the other side and then infects no one because it's bull crap. Let's go to our caller. Are you with us, Melissa?
I'm here.
Good morning. How you doing today?
Good. Can you hear me?
We can hear you just fine. What you got?
So I wanted to go back to the Joe conversation that Terry was just mentioning, and I just want to say, for all the people on the left or people that are moderate, you know, it's not about left and right anymore. The way that I judge this whole recall is, what have these people done? I drive around town all the time, right? And I'm always looking around thinking, gosh, what could we change around here? Wow, that needs to get changed. This needs change. I drive by so many places that have so much overgrowth that if you spark one little fire, this is going to burn, you know, million-dollar homes that are very expensive, people of prominence that probably live in these homes. And why aren't they concerned about that? So my whole thing is, what have the supervisors done, not just within the last year, but within the whole time that they've been serving, that actually show that they are concerned for the community and have tried to change it?
Wow. That's a pregnant pause if I've ever heard one.
Well, you know, because I'm on the TIS group, they screenshotted it. Because, you know, the fires that happen in the canyon off of Miracle Mile, right?
Right.
Off Lake Boulevard, they happen every single year,
yep,
multiple times. And so I commented, I put, what, WTF, I put, clean out the canyon. Like, why are people upset? Why do you have to turn it into a homelessness issue? Like, I don't agree with homelessness or I'm against it. It's not about homelessness. It's about the fire that is being caused by the homeless. So what can we do to stop the homelessness or to stop the fires happening behind there? Because that's the bigger issue.
Clean up the fuel.
Go ahead.
Clean up the fuel.
Yeah.
Here's my proposal. Let's take this $18 million they got shoved into, or whatever, how much, into the Health and Human Services, and let's put it out into the fire crew prevention so that they can clean up all of these fire hazards and this fuel buildup, as opposed to trying to go after us for a virus that has a 99.9% chance of not doing anything to us.
Right. Well, you know, I love the saying, once your government expands, it never contracts. Mm-hmm. It never goes back smaller. It always continues to grow if we allow it. And that's what I just implore people to explore, that notion, that if you allow the government to continue to expand, that it's only going to get worse. And look around your community, because I know people that live here love it like I do. So look around and see, you know, oh, there's potholes. Oh, there's overgrowth here. Oh, there's a bunch of homeless. There's graffiti. What are these people doing to actually change the community and judge them on that? That's all I got.
Thanks, Melissa. That was a great comment.
Yeah.
See you later. Yeah, it's really true. I mean, and then, you know, the whole labeling of anybody who stands up to the, now we're the alt-right. You know, anybody who says anything other than the narrative is the alt-right. But I'm just curious, what is the alt-right? What does that mean? Does that mean anybody who disagrees with the left is now labeled the alt-right? What's an alt-right guy?
Pretty much. When you go through, this is one of the things that I think a lot of people don't understand. Proud Boys, they're considered alt-right.
Right.
All right.
They're considering me alt-right.
Well,
they called me out on alt-right because I want to do a legal recall on the Board of Supervisors because I think they're lying to us about how they're operating the county and what they've done, and not just think. You see their track record over years and years and years of doing everything that's not, you know, conservative with the spending, with everything. But I'm an alt-right guy now.
Well, but let's look at the left speak. So Antifa, they're anti-fascist.
Except that they are fascists.
So here's the thing, though. So right here we have both communist and fascist systems based in collectivism and state-planned economics. We have the history of Antifa, the Antifaschtik Acting. It is the anti-fascist fighting league, according to the communism in Germany. Adolf Ert, and there were 25,000 members at one time. They got their start in Germany in the 1920s, and their number one enemy was the NSDAP brown shirts, and two groups clashed many times on the streets of major cities. So you basically have these groups back over there that were basically clashing, and they were still bad guys over there, causing fascists even back then. And yet somehow we're like, oh, yeah, these guys are great, but just remember, they're just an idea.
You know, this whole thing's crazy. I just want to bring something up I've been thinking about for months. And I don't know if any, and this is not an attack, this is just an observation. Being a professional tax consultant is what I do for a living. I'm not sure that everybody knows that most government employees out there don't pay Social Security tax. I mean.
I didn't.
Yeah, and I find that very interesting that all the rest of us, are subject to Social Security tax, but most of these government agencies have opted out of that. They have their own retirement plans that are different than the Social Security plan that we're all, you know, being shoved and forced into. They don't have to pay up. So my point is that this whole government thing becomes self-serving. Okay. You basically don't want to rock the boat. It's CYA. And so the more money that they keep shoving into these agencies, you know, like with this last CARES Act, and the bigger it gets, the more control the government has over everything. This becomes a leviathan, over time, that then is contrary to its purpose in the first place. The purpose in the first place is to protect your rights and have some basic services in the county, you know, that, no one else can provide, you know, police, fire, and that type of thing. But what it's become is this big leviathan that's in every aspect of your buildings, of your housing, they're causing the homeless because they've drained the economy so much, through their overtaxation, you know, putting the businesses out of, you know, they're the problem, but they coming to us saying we're the solution.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just gotten to the point where, you know, I think this whole lockdown year and this whole COVID thing was a good thing because, you know, just like when Obama got elected, it was a great thing. Why? Because people started standing up and going, hey, what the hell's going on? You know, they're not following the Constitution anymore. They declared an emergency and got rid of all my rights, which is completely illegal. It's always for the good of everybody. You got Governor Mussolini down there, wanting to extend this emergency forever because if it's not this emergency, you know, he's getting pushback and he's getting recalled because of this, but these guys want the ability to call an emergency with no legal requirements anytime they want. And guess what happens to everybody?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a problem. So.
Well, and as far as the local stuff goes, look at what these people do with our water. And across the state also. Look at what's going on with our water. 23 months ago, we had a five-year supply.
I'm reading the chat room. I'm not laughing at you. That's a complete wanker. Good one, Jimmy. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
23 months ago, we had a five-year supply of water in our reservoirs. And you know what they did? they decided to start dumping our water into the oceans to try and save fish. So to save 1,000 salmon to the cost of about $123,000 per salmon.
I thought it was to save the Delta smelt.
Well, there's some of that, too. But so, like, right here. California State Water Board is manufacturing a drought by draining reservoirs into the ocean. Are we having a dry year? Yes, Diner says. This is normal for us. Should we be having shortages at the start of our second year? No. Our reservoirs are designed to provide a steady five-year supply for all users.
But if you let all the water out on purpose, guess what?
And so they were filled to the top in June 2019. And I have the report right here that says the current conditions back over there definitely filled to the top. You're looking at the largest reservoirs less than 2 years ago. They were absolutely teeming with water from 107% to 145% of average. However, where did it go? According to California's Legislative Analyst Office, statewide water use averages around 85 gallons per day per person. But it's always urban residential water users ordered to conserve water. Let lawns turn brown, landscaping die, limit showers and baths, wash clothing and dishes less frequency, and the absurd helpful tips. Now, instead of doing this, now we have 40% of our water because they've just decided to let it all out for the flipping fish.
Yeah. Yeah.
And here's one more.
I got to comment on the chat room a little bit that Joe finally admitted, and then I want to get this in on the last little segment, and then we move on to Joe finally admitted he was in charge of the plexiglass and claims, I know, can you believe this crap? And claims he will have it all taken down. You know, so we just threw $9,000 down the tube for no reason. Okay. But it's a power play. It's just like taking the seats out. The people were never asked. Joe copied what other counties were doing, and he finally had to explain that that's why he did it.
Wow.
We're in frickin' Circusville. So, you know, I wanted to read a little bit this, and it goes back to your water thing. This is, we're back to the law with Frederick Bastiat. The socialists want to play God. This is page 28, by the way. Socialists look upon people as raw materials to be formed into social combinations. That is so true that if by chance the socialists have any doubt about the success of these combinations, they will demand that a small portion of mankind be set aside to experiment on. The popular idea of trying all systems is well known, and one socialist leader has been known seriously to demand that the Constituent Assembly give him a small district with all its inhabitants to try his experiments on. Now, this is 1850.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the people need to understand what's going on here. This is a war against free people.
Well, and let's look at direct results of what this experiment has become. So we just covered how in 2019 we had 107 to 143% of our water that would fill those reservoirs. That's 5 to 6 years of our water usage. Now, this is from CNN as of 2 days ago.
Oh, well, and it's got to be true. I believe everything they say.
Well, in this case, I actually wanted to use them specifically just so I could turn around and say, your policies, your reporters, CNN, water in key California reservoir is expected to fall so low this summer that its hydroelectric power plant will be forced to shut down for the first time, officials said Thursday, straining the state's already taxed electrical grid. An unrelenting drought and record heat, both worsened by the changing climate, have pushed the water supply at Northern California's Lake Orville to deplete rapidly. As a result of the alarming levels, officials will likely be forced to close the Edward Hyatt Power Plant for the first time since it opened in 1967. The water in Lake Orville, the state's second largest reservoir, is pumped through an underground facility to generate electricity that can power up to 800,000 homes when operating at full capacity. So guess what, folks? When this goes down and you have rolling brownouts, rolling blackouts all year long, and you've got 113 degree heat? No, it's the policies of these corrupt elected officials that are dumping our water into the flippin' ocean to save 1,000 fish. You voted for this.
Well, you know, fish are people too. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. So I want to...
Fish are tasty.
I just had salmon last night. As a matter of fact,
a lobster.
You goofy guy. I wanted to tell everybody that to start gravitating over to Gab. I've got Gab set up over there. It's Mark E. Kent. You'll see the lightning strike and the Liberty Bell. And we're going to start doing more and more of this fleeing because I'm going to shut down the Facebook account at some point because...
About time.
shut up. So I guess it's time for a break. Let's go to our break and we'll see you after the hard break.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The hardliner who runs Iran's judiciary is now going to be its next president.
Ibrahim Raisi won 17.8 million votes out of the 28.6 million cast in Friday's election. That dominates the other three candidates. Two of them were hardliners, and the other one was the former central bank chief of Iran's relatively moderate president, Hassan Rouhani. Now, Raisi's win signifies a major victory for hardliners who've taken control of both the Iranian parliament as well as now the presidency. John Gambrell in Dubai, United Arab Emirates.
Iraq's military says at least one Katyusha rocket has fallen close to the perimeter of a military base that hosts U.S. troops in northern Iraq. It happened early this morning near the sprawling Ayn al-Assad air base in western Anbar province, but it didn't explode. There was no significant damage either. Boeing's newest version of the 737 MAX jetliner has taken to the air.
A Boeing 737 MAX 10 completed a test flight of about 2.5 hours Friday over Washington State. The MAX 10 can hold up to 230 passengers. It's a slightly bigger version of the Boeing planes that are already flying. Airlines began using those earlier MAX jets in 2017, but they were grounded worldwide for nearly 2 years after two crashes killed 346 people. The new model is designed to compete against a similarly sized plane from Europe's Airbus. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Tropical Depression Claudette claimed 12 lives in Alabama this weekend so far as the storm swept through the southeastern U.S., causing flash flooding and sparking tornadoes that flattened homes. Big storm is now threatening the Carolinas, and it's trying to make its way into the Atlantic Ocean. We'll see where it goes from there. News this hour from townhall.com.
I have a traumatizing childhood memory of an Easter egg hunt. The big hunt was a big deal in our family, and I have this memory of running and excitedly reaching for eggs, only to have my big brother and sister sweep in and steal them at the last second. It's Ryan, and unfortunately, this is a traumatizing reality our Faith and Family Mortgage team is seeing from families across the country. Families are finding their dream home, only to have it pulled away by another hunter at the last second. At United Faith Mortgage, we unfortunately cannot scare off the other hunters, but we can very quickly get you pre-approved and make it look as good as possible to sellers. And then, once you do grab that Easter egg...
See our story and read how our direct lender advantage can often save your family monthly and lifelong money at UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335. Racket animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn says the Navy needs to take more seriously the threat being posed by China.
Senator Blackburn says this is no time to underestimate China's global ambitions.
The Chinese Communist Party is really quite aggressive.
Senator Blackburn says she doesn't think much of the Pentagon's current focus on using clean nuclear energy to create a green navy.
What we need is a blue water navy that is going to be solid in its ability to defend and support the other divisions of the U.S. military.
Senator Blackburn was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
As ransomware attacks surge, the FBI is doubling down on its guidance to affected businesses. Don't pay the cyber crooks. But the U.S. government also offers a little noticed incentive for those who do decide to pay. The IRS says the ransoms may be tax deductible. News and analysis at townhall.com. There is a three-way tie for the lead through three rounds of the U.S. Open Golf Tournament at Torrey Pines.
For the third day running, Russell Henley has maintained a share of the lead and at 5-under now joined by the Canadian Mackenzie Hughes and the South African Louis Oosthuizen, the former British Open champion, making eagle at his last hole of the day. Bryson DeChambeau kept alive his title defense hopes, posting a third round 68 to join Rory McIlroy next at 3-under, just 2 off the pace. John Rahm is in touch at 2-under, Dustin Johnson is at -1, and Brooks Koepka is 5 back at even. I'm Graham Agars.
Today is Sunday, June the 20th, and some famous people are celebrating a birthday, including singer-songwriter Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys. He's 79 years old today. TV handyman Bob Vila, 75. Actor John Goodman, 69. Movie director Robert Rodriguez, 53. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
To our board of supervisors. Oh boy, crazy. I want to listen to that clip before I play it, by the way. I've already screwed myself up a couple of times, so now I'm really a little more cautious than I used to be.
Oh, come on. I never steered you wrong except
you.
For that
I
one time.
I steered myself
time.
Wrong. I didn't listen to one time, and as the F word was bombed, after about the first 30 seconds, about four F bombs, I'm like, ah!
I got the button ready, so yes. Let's go.
So what I want to do, though, is before we get too much farther, I want to play this clip. This is a little two-minute clip, and this is about the parent who, a black parent, by the way, who's talking about critical race theory. And I think he was totally spot on with this. And, you know, this is the problem. You know, the woke people are they're not awake. They've been brainwashed. So let's go ahead and listen to this, and then we'll move on here. Here we go. I don't have the gentleman's name, but well, maybe we can find out.
Talk about critical race theory, which is pretty much going to be teaching kids how to hate each other, how to dislike each other. It's pretty much what it's going to all come down to. You're going to deliberately teach kids, this white kid right here got it better than you because he's white? You're going to personally tell a white kid, oh, the black people are all down and suppressed. How do I have two medical degrees if I'm sitting here oppressed? How do I get, first of all, we've only got 5 minutes now. 5 minutes. Two medical degrees. No mom, no dad in the house. Worked my way through college. Sat there and hustled my butt to get through college. You going to tell me somebody that looked like all y'all white folks kept me from doing that? Are you serious? Not one white person ever came to me and said, well, son, you're never going to be able to get nowhere because you know the black people. But guess what? What's sickening about this whole thing is what y'all doing right now is already something I do in my community right now to speak out against stuff because black folks are getting told by other black folks, oh, you know you ain't going to be able to do nothing out there in the world because them white folks ain't going to let you get nowhere. Oh, you know you're not going to be able to do it here because you know, the white man going to keep you down. Well, how did I get where I am right now if some white man kept me down? How am I now directing over folks that look just like you guys in this room right now? How? What kept me down? What oppressed me? I worked for myself from off the streets to where I am right now. You gonna sit here and tell me this lie of critical race theory? Of this the reason why black folks can't get ahead because of white folks? Are you kidding me? This is what we come to now. I can't believe we're even talking about this right now. The last thing I'm gonna say right here is something that's crazy. Martin Luther King said he wanted his kids to grow up in a world where they are judged by the contents of their what?
Character.
Their character, not their skin. If they let this stuff go on right now, it is absolutely doing the complete reverse of what he's doing. So when February comes, don't talk about Martin Luther King. When February comes, don't talk about Black History Month. Y'all gonna sit there and just he must pee on his grave with this nonsense. That's exactly what's about to happen. Lastly, we are talking about our kids. We are talking about our children. What's so sickening about me, I love the Discovery Channel. You will see that on the Discovery Channel, animals will put their lives on the line to protect their children from danger. Nobody want to get to the heart of the matter, get to the meat of the matter, get to the moral of the story. When it all comes down to it, the person that's going to be suffering from this, the one that's going to be hurt from this, is the kids. 10 years from now, if this stuff goes on, whose fault is it going to be? Whose fault is it going to be? Who are we going to look back on and blame for this? Because this is stuff we're talking about right now. This stuff is going on right now. I do this stuff on a daily basis. I'm in the hood. I'm in the communities. I'm out there with folks in their face. I've been doing stuff since I was 18 years old, talking to Black folks. And you know what? None of them are buying this nonsense. None of them are. But if you want to implement this into the school system, I guarantee you to the day that I die, I'm going to be the very person right there debunking stuff, tearing stuff down, letting them know they can do exactly what I did and get exactly where I am by putting themselves to work and getting there. And ain't not one white person ever going to keep any of them from getting there. So the CRT stuff, BS.
Yeah. That I think that kind of said it all, didn't it? You know, but maybe I could add a little bit. And what I would add is this, whole thing is designed to make everybody a victim. It makes the white kid a victim.
I don't know,
hold on, hold on a second. I've got to shut her down here. It makes the white kids a victim, and it makes the Black kids a victim. The victim of the victimhood of the Black children is this. If someone says that you can't get ahead because someone is oppressing you, you can't achieve because it's someone else's fault, that gives you the ability to do nothing. That means that it's not your responsibility to go work hard because it doesn't matter. Anything you do is not going to save you from this oppression. That's what they want. And it oppresses the white children because now they have to look at themselves like they're the oppressor, like they're the bad guys, like, you know, their self-esteem gets shot up just because of something that they had nothing to do with. It's kind of like, you know, I posted a meme a few weeks back that showed a little Japanese girl, that was just a beautiful little child. And the question that was asked is, you know, is she responsible for what happened at Pearl Harbor? I mean, come on, that's like that's the same thing. You know, what you're doing is you're trying to shift blame to someone that is blameless, that is innocent, and create a situation to where they are then blaming everybody else for their situation. And the only situation that you have here is that you're getting disinformation from a bunch of political hacks that want to keep you down so that they can use you and exploit you for political purposes so that you might vote Democrat. It's like this whole Juneteenth thing. You know, I guess that's the thing. That's the day that they released all the slaves in Texas. Great. Who released them? A white guy. Who signed the thing to release them? A white guy. A white Republican, as a matter of fact, because Lincoln was the guy that helped free these guys. See, you can't paint this one-sided picture of everything. You know, it's like, well, everybody had slaves, so America sucks. Okay, but I guess you forgot about the Maoist thing where they killed everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they pick and choose to further their agenda, not tell everybody the truth. We've got the most free system that was ever designed. I love our Constitution. I love the way our government has used freedom to become prosperous and the greatest nations on earth, invention and keeping everything. I love that. I don't love what we got now because we're not in that anymore. We're following a socialist agenda where everybody ends up screwed.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's basically the agenda of the Great Reset. If you're not a believer in it by now, you clearly haven't been paying attention. You've got the Times, you've got buildbackbetter.gov, which actually, it links you directly over to the White House and their Build Back Better initiative, which in regards to talking about this whole Black Lives Matter thing and talking about critical race theory and talking about how it's going into the schools, well, one of his plans is to do pre-K and 3- and 4-year-olds
Whose
are going to start being...
Biden's?
Yeah, the Biden administration.
It might be his administration because when he was at the G7 and they said, hey, we're at the G7, he went, bingo!
Libya!
Because he's not there.
No, he's not. But this is my point on all of this, is that you have, like, take for instance critical race theory. Anywhere where it says white, just replace that with black. And if it feels racist to you, it probably is. any one of their literature that says white, replace it with the word black, and if that feels racist to you, you do you, fam. You do you. But at the G7, for instance, did you know that there is a new initiative that they announced at the G7 called Build Back Better World? Oh, my goodness. Who would have seen that coming?
Well, see, but that's what they do. That's what these arrogant, pompous asses, because I want to add to that, by the way. They are so much smarter than the rest of us. They're so much benevolent. But the real deal is, it's just the exploitation so they don't have to work. The ruling class for hundreds of thousands of years is always trying to exploit everybody else to work for them. They treat you as cattle, just like it said in the law. You are an experiment to be used and abused and whatever for their benefit.
I have a very basic theory for where I think we're going to be by September. And I'm going to throw this out there.
You're scaring me again.
You should be. You should be, because this is how we're going to be forced to vote in socialism, and we're going to have basically no say in it because of the problem that they created. So right now what we have is we have a situation where people are making more money on unemployment than they are going back to work. Right. So let's break down some basic numbers right now. Right now, the jobs forecast as of March, consensus of available jobs was 7.5 million jobs. Consensus over here for April was 8.3 million jobs. Consensus back in February was about 6.9 million. So if we just turn around and say, we'll take the happy medium of about 8 million at the high end and say, we have that many available jobs. Now, what's going to happen in September when they cut off the unemployment benefits and say, we're not going to continue through with these benefits, and you have 33.5 million people that are on unemployment as of Fortune.com? Real unemployment rate soars past 24.9%. The U.S. now has lost 33.5 million jobs. What's going to happen when they end up cutting off the unemployment benefits and people don't have the ability to go back and get work after they filled those 7.5 million jobs and you have about 22 million people that are there starving because they don't have any work and there's no jobs? And by the way, you're not really going to be able to start a business right now because you already have shortages. Look at the stores. You can see on the store shelves they're already at half capacity of their stock because you can't freaking get anything.
Well, here's what I'm going to say to that. You're always talking about the cup half full. Or half empty. I'm always talking about it half full. We will come out of this. We will overcome. Is it going to be a rough? I mean, the Great Depression was rough. There was people starving.
I can tell you this right now. Their plan is to use this and make it to where you have these 22 million people, because you got to figure, this is head of households too. So if you got 22 million, it's actually probably closer to about 30, 40 million people that are affected. And then you're going to see these people rioting, looting, stealing, and demanding that the government provide them income. So they already are set up with basic income to provide for everybody, socialist.
They already are, but it ain't going to work. It never works. Socialism never works.
No, but you got to kill a few million people to figure that out.
Well,
basically,
that
every time.
Might be so too. But then again, we're in a unique experiment in this country, and the experiment of our rights has not been completely obliterated. And so there's going to be some problems. I guarantee you it's going to get ugly.
Well, and look at the food shortages coming up. This was done in the 1930s as well. You already see that they're limiting farmers. Well, where does our food supply come from? Get ready for $7 a head for a head of lettuce?
Yeah, my food supply doesn't necessarily come from the store.
Okay. Yeah, but...
And yes, you should have been, hunkering down and supplying yourself and storing some food for the last 5 or 10 years or whatever. Is it going to get ugly? Yeah. But will we overcome? I think so.
Rice and beans, folks. If you don't have, you don't need to do something like My Patriot Supply and get 2 weeks of food for $200. Yeah, you might be able to eat better, but you know what? For $40, you can get yourself a 50-pound bag of rice and a 50-pound bag of beans, and you'll actually be able to be all right. But the next thing comes in is water. And they're already trying to limit our water and basically trying to drive us out of here.
Well, they're trying to do a lot of things, but, you know, that doesn't mean that they can't be overcome as well, because, you know, the riots might just be against them.
Well, it might be, but here's why I actually think that it's probably going to end up happening in September, because you have just right about the right amount of people to stir things up enough that people right and left are going to say, yeah, we really do need universal basic income for people because these people don't deserve to starve. But if you wait an additional 6 months and then the jobs get even worse, now you've got 40 million people that are going to be out there rioting, and then it probably is an overthrow of the system. So they're probably doing some very delicate balance stuff, and you've got these folks out there that what we're up against is AI that is tracking human behavior. It's like your Facebook and your phone. They know when you're going to go poop before you do.
I think you're spending way too much time on the computer, Dave. I really do. Because at some point in time, you got to come back to practical reality. All that crap doesn't mean diddly squat at the end of the day if people start pulling themselves up by their bootstraps and knuckling down and doing what needs to be done. It's just like right now looking at the Board of Supervisors. You know, you've got the right and the left starting to question them because this you know, when it becomes apparent who the real problem is, okay, then they're going to be attacked by left and right. And are they going to overthrow it into a fascist socialist government? I think that could probably be on the table, but there's 80 million people that'll say no way, and then they're all armed. It's not going to happen, you know, but I don't think we're even going to get there. I think this is all going to be solved without having a violent confrontation. You've already got the rioters and all this, but even the left is starting to realize you can't defund the police because then they're going to your house too.
Well, I don't think it's going to end up a matter of defunding the police. I think
using that as an example.
Well, what I was going to say is, so over in Portland, for instance, did you know the entire riot squad for Portland?
Just quit.
They all quit. So they're still working as police officers, but they're not responding to riots anymore.
Right.
So for the last 2 days, basically, the rioters in Portland have not had any police presence at all there.
Right.
And so it's the equivalent of basically defunding the police. And the problem is now you've got the Proud Boys that are going out there, and a lot of those people live there, these portion of the Proud Boys, and they're just trying to defend their property, their stores, their storefronts against these Antifa members. But you've got these corrupt DAs that are going out there, and if these Antifa boys turn around and start a fight with the Proud Boys and the Proud Boys defend themselves, next thing you know, the Proud Boys are going away in brand new silver bracelets.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen that way. I don't think it's going to happen. I mean, because you're going to have a change of administrations here, just like we're doing in the county here. If their county goes under, that doesn't mean every county in the United States goes under, because right now the majority of the counties in the United States are much more conservative and red than the large populations. Well, so the large populations are going to have trouble like they're having now. But you know something?
And to that point, too, over in Portland, right next to Portland, there's actually a portion of the city which is voting to secede from the city and kick them out and make it to where the police can still do their job.
Let me follow my point here. Do you think the guy out in West Texas right now is caring about as much of you, of this whole thing as you are? No, because he's self-reliant. He's out there. He's got his garden. He's got his cattle. He's been seeing this coming for a long time. And so the majority of the United States is not dependent on the government for their money. It's not dependent on the government for their food. It's not dependent on the government for everything. There's a majority of these people, I believe, that are dependent on themselves. Mm-hmm. And so what's a marketplace and trading goods and services becomes, you know, that's what happens when you have this kind of stuff going on, is the farmer goes to the guy who produces widgets, and he trades his food for widgets and so forth. All I'm saying is that I don't think that what the doom and gloom report is helpful to a degree, because you can get so lost in the doom and gloom that you're not seeing anything but the doom and gloom. What you've got to also see is the other side of that coin. I'm not saying you ignore reality, but I'm also saying you don't discount the innovation and the spunk the of a free people being able to take care of themselves. We didn't need any of this crap. We went for 150, 200 years without the government providing all of this crap. Mm-hmm. We can go right back to it.
Yes, and the main reason why I'm throwing this out there is because if you prepare now and you're ready for it when it ends up coming, I mean, you've got to figure 62.
Better be getting prepared now because we're getting close to the critical mass. You know,
62.7% of these people live in larger cities. Take, for instance, San Francisco. Did you know that San Francisco, if the trucking lanes are shut down for even 3 days, they're out of water and they're out of food?
That's 3 days.
So if you end up having this come through and it happened this way for what I'm saying, you're going to have a vast amount of people that are literally going door to door for food, and you're going to have government intervention, or otherwise, and the only way that I actually see that they're going to try to play this is to do universal basic income.
You're going to have a ton of people that can't do crap. The only ones that you're going to have to worry about in that aspect are the guys that are predators out there that organize into predator type things. Mm-hmm. Then you're going to have to deal with those. But we're talking about little old ladies. We're talking about people in the that are, you know, elderly. You're talking about children.
Statistically speaking, no. I'm talking about the people that have been on their butt for the last year collecting on this unemployment, who are predominantly age 18 to 34 years old. A lot of them living in their mama's basement, and they're going to
continue to live in their mama's basement until they go out and get work, because if the income goes flat, do you think everybody else stopped working? Have I stopped working? Is anybody nobody stopped working except the people that bought into the crap. Everybody else is still working. We're still producing. We're still doing things. The economy is bad, but there's still a core of the economy that is producing big time. Okay, so look how fast it took for Trump to turn it around. A matter of months, because he got rid of all the restrictions. You get rid of all the restrictions, and all of a sudden the economy sparks to life. Okay, so all I'm saying is that the I don't think it's going to get Mad Max bad.
Well, but how do you go from where we are now?
Let me finish what I was going to say. Let me finish my thought. Because anybody who's been aware of this situation, I've been preaching this for the last 38 years, and I'm not the only one. People have been preparing for this for a long, long time. There's a few young people that have their heads up their butts that think that everything's a free ride because that's what they've been taught. But guess what happens when the free ride stops? They're going to still be living in their mama's basement. Okay? So there's a segment of the population that's going to get their nose rubbed in it, but that doesn't mean that they're going to overwhelm the rest of the population. Okay, what they're going to end up doing, because even if they overwhelm the rest of the population, like in Russia, they'll all starve to death anyway because nobody will be producing at that point.
Well, and that's kind of what I think is happening. You end up looking at South Africa. That was another prime example of what we saw take place. They basically said the white farmers are your problem. They went out and killed the white farmers. Then
were the white farmers armed?
No, they took the guns, remember?
Yeah, interesting how that works, huh? Do you think that they would have run out there as quick as they did and killed all the white farmers if they had all been armed?
Yeah, because then later on they did actually end up arming themselves, and they still ended up going in hordes, basically, because there was a shortage of food, which we're starting to see. They're setting us up for a shortage of food. They're setting us up for scarcity. It's going to be hard to start a business when all this ends up coming
through. I still say the glass is half full.
I agree. It can be half full, but let's just keep an eye on the actual overall.
I'm saying is you get lost in the hoopla, and pretty soon all you are is full of hoopla, you know, and that's the problem. You've got to get lost in the solutions. And there's going to be a certain segment that, like Sally says, some aren't going to listen until it's too late. Mm-hmm. And they're going to suffer for that. But there's a ton of people that have been seeing the writing on the wall, or you wouldn't have seen 80 million people vote for Trump. Mm-hmm. Okay, and those 80 million people are survivalists, ex-military, people that live off the land, people that are farmers, producers, workers. Those are the guys that are going to pull us out of it.
Mm-hmm. I agree. So where do you want to go from here?
So you agree with me.
I agree.
Okay, so let's move on. Let's talk about the I know we got into that. It's good to have those kind of discussions, though, because it makes you think, you know, steel sharpens steel. And I guess it's right. It's Mark. It's Terry. Oh, Terry, I want to know who George was. I have to talk to you about that later. I forgot to ask you when you left. Okay, so
looks like we got another caller as well.
Oh, I didn't even see that. Okay, so here we go. It was Christian. Okay.
Is it Christian or Christia?
It's Christian. All right, we'll give Christian a shot if we can keep if I know who it is. If we can keep this honest, we'll give it a shot. All right, go ahead, Christian.
Oh,
you're on the air.
Yeah. Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Oh, the fun never stops. How about you?
Just enjoying the debate. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Hey, listen, talk about debate. I've got a challenge for you.
Okay.
I'd like you to come on to my program.
Okay.
And we'll pick four, top maybe five, and we'll go ahead and debate that. And here's where I'm coming from. I don't think it'd be so easy for you to call me a liar, and it'd be so easy for me to call you a liar. And we're not going to get anywhere with that, right?
I totally agree with you on that, Christian.
Okay. So here's what I'm going to say. Is I honestly believe that you guys believe what you're saying. Honestly, I believe that. And if somebody really believes that, it's hard to call them a liar. You know what I mean? That's
mm-hmm.
And vice versa. What do you think? You want to do this?
I'd be down for it.
As long as we have a fair forum.
Of course.
Then I would be down for that. Maybe let's think about this, and let's not do your show, but maybe let's do a show.
Let's do this. Let's sit down, you and me and Carl Bott.
Okay.
And we'll work this out. And I think it's an opportunity for both of us.
Well, I totally agree with you, Christian. I'm totally down for it as long as we set some rules. Okay.
Sure.
And so let's think about some of the rules here.
Let's think about the rules.
Right.
Civil. Mm-hmm. No name calling.
No name calling. Fact based. With
try to use evidence, fact based.
Right.
Material coming in with our. So what I'm kind of suggesting is we pick four topics because if we're on for an hour. There you go.
Energy. I want energy as one of them.
Yeah. So,
energy, clean energy, that's one of them.
Well, we'll talk about that. So what we'll have to do is we'll need to have a conversation or a meeting separate from here, and then maybe, let's think about it for a week or so. We'll lay down the rules, we'll agree to the rules, and then we'll agree to, what happens if the rules are broken, something to that effect.
I'll buy you lunch.
Whatever. Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, I just want to, I don't mind having a complete debate. As long as it's a fair debate and it's an honest debate. That's been my biggest problem with you guys is that you guys just don't stay on topic.
I understand, but we can work that out. I believe we're reasonable people. We're grown men and women. We can work that out. And listen, when I'm on my show, maybe not so much on my show, but when you're on your show, I got to tell you, you're in the bubble chamber. And it's echoing back and forth, and it's very few of my people, if you want to call it my people, or if I would, that are listening to you.
I totally get it.
On my show, unfortunately, I think the majority of people listening are the people that were commenting on the blog there saying, get that communist off there, all that kind of stuff. So let's get outside of our bubble chambers. Let's agree to four topics. Let's agree to some simple rules. We'll sit down with Carl. We'll work this thing out because otherwise we're just in our bubble chamber.
Well, and here's like talking about the bubble chamber, one of the problems. Let's just take Donnie Chamberlain. And somebody said something in the chat room about it. She did an article on us, and almost every part of the article she got wrong. She was writing.
Well, she might not debate you, but I will.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm bringing that up as a part of the situation because
I know.
She said I was married to my sister. I mean, it was on and on and on and on. And it's like,
I could go say the same thing about ON or Fox News. So
I don't cite either one of those. I don't cite either one of those typically. Fox News, I think is a media outlet that has a shifted narrative towards conservatives.
I called ON earlier.
Yeah, So what I do is I go after sources that are on the ground, sources that the thing is, you can't get anything completely bias-free.
In science, you have a hypothesis, and then you test it with a theory, and then you work up a theory. In other words, it's based off of replicable facts. In other words, I could do the experiment, you could do the experiment, we're pretty much going to get the same result. Otherwise, it's BS. So
right, kind of like Fauci and the masks.
Christian,
I got to cut you off, not because we're not having a good conversation. We'll look forward to this.
Go back out.
I'm not sure how we'll get a hold of each other. Let me give you my email address, but we got to go to a break. Mine's Kent Mark.
Yeah, Carl's got all our connections.
Okay, very good. So we'll talk about it and we'll set something up.
Let's do it.
All right, very good. Thanks, Christian. We appreciate it. So we got to go to a break now. I got Travis in there with a big sign holding it up. So we got to go. So you're listening to KCNR 1460, 96.5 FM.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Necessarily targeting Christian at all, so don't get the wrong idea. That just happened to be the one that got put up there in the playlist, you know.
But I can confirm that was scheduled in before the call. Christian, we're looking forward to talking with you more.
Sorry, that was my bad.
Yeah. You know, if you can't laugh a little bit, what's the point? You know, that's why we try to make this enjoyable, you know, because You know, we're just trying to stick to what's the best for everybody as a whole. I mean, that's really the goal. It's really about passing down to my grandchildren and their children a country that they can live in,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's what this is all about. I mean, it's not about, oh, attack the left or the right or the center or this and that. I don't know if anybody knows this, but I'm not a Republican.
I'm not a Republican either. In fact, I'm a right-leaning libertarian. Actually, I would probably be considered leaning left on a lot of things.
I have a Ron Paul for president sign in my window at my office. Okay? So this is not about left or right. This is about freedom, what's good for the country, what's good for our posterity. And I don't see the socialist agenda being good for anybody. At the end of the day, because the more power...
It's good for the elites.
It's good for the... Well, yeah, I guess it is good for somebody. It's good to be the king.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the real problem, you know? So we'll just see how this goes. But
so before you play that clip, I just want to
laugh. That's where
about
I was
this.
Headed, so go ahead.
Okay, so I was just going through and I was looking at this, and this is a Breitbart article. Joe Biden goes global with a $40 trillion Build Back Better for the World infrastructure plan. And so he's... trying to make it to where you've got this whole world infrastructure that we're going to be dumping $40 trillion into. But the thing that I wanted to laugh about here is it shows a picture of Joe Biden, and back behind him it says G7 Cornwall.
Bingo!
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Do you know why I think the left is so screwed up? And the right is so screwed up, too, in a lot of ways.
It's all screwed up.
It's all screwed up because they cut. Have you ever watched a CNN broadcast? You know, when I first started doing this, you know, and I didn't know who to believe. The first thing I did was this is when we first got TiVo or DVR your stuff, right? So I DVR'd all the news channels at 5 or 6 o'clock or whatever. So that in the same time slot, I would Google CNBC, MSLSD, Fox, whatever. And then I would watch each one later on, from the same time slot. And I'll tell you what, it was instant education. And they sounded like parrots.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, independent.
Well, and that's even Fox, too. Like, a lot of this, I mean, I do not like Fox News. I've been telling people, if you've been listening for me any amount of time, 8 months ago, I went on a tirade against Fox.
We call them faux news, you know, yeah. F-A-U-X.
And these people that all of these organizations are hiring, they're all in golden handcuffs.
Well, they're pandering to the right, just like the other ones are pandering to the left. I want the truth. I can handle the truth, okay? That's all I want. I want the freaking truth, and you're not seeing it. Okay. And that's the problem, I think, that the left is. They're so brainwashed in what they believe is the truth, that they don't look at any other facts that refute their argument.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the same for some of the right. You know, I've had some knockdown dragouts with some of the Republicans.
Honestly, a lot of the right, they seem to be short-sighted, not seeing the big picture, and they don't really seem to see where
we're in trouble.
Everything's actually going.
We're in trouble because the right has been voting in anybody with an R in front of their name for so long that look at Mitt Romney.
The right doesn't fight for anything, generally. I mean, I have to applaud the gal that just turned around and put together a bill to abolish the ATF. That was good.
Well, you know, what cracks me up, too, is like the guys will say, well, there was bipartisan support because Mitt Romney supported the bill, too. It's like anybody with a brain would the same reaction. You laugh at it because you know it's complete BS.
Yeah.
He's not a right-winger. He's not a conservative. In fact, you know, it's just like Pence now. Did you see the clip with Pence the other day? He was at a rally trying to raise money, and there's people in the out there going, traitor, yelled him off the stage a little.
Yeah.
Because of what happened and, you know, the Capitol riots and I guess the FBI being involved. And there's, you know, I haven't dug into that story enough to say with absolute certainty that that's true. But anybody with a thinking brain saw this whole thing as a setup.
Think about this, too. Think about the actual trauma that these people are going through, people that just walked in and were let in. You have people that from the January 6th riots that have been in solitary confinement.
With no due process, completely contrary. But that's okay, because it was insurrection.
Mm-hmm.
Really? So you get no due process, you don't go to court, you don't get a speedy trial, you get nothing. You get thrown in solitary confinement with no court to judge your sins. And that's okay, because it was a bunch of right-wing guys who were going after the Capitol.
Yep. So let's play this clip real quick, and then we have a caller, Richard, who's on the line afterwards.
All right, let's go. Here we go. This is TikTok, so take it with a grain of salt. Dave lives in TikTok quite a bit sometimes these days.
I like it.
He likes it.
It's Chinese.
Funny.
It's okay. The best part about Chinese
Well,
stuff.
I guess the fact that the Communist Party supports TikTok a lot says it all. But here we go. Let me make sure I got my volume up and Travis is on the same page. All right, here we go.
Where's Joe and Kamala?
You lost them?
How?
Never mind, you're fired.
We're about to do a presidential briefing, so we're gonna need the president and the vice president.
Everybody fan out, go find them.
Kamala Ding Dong, where are you, girl?
I see a group of people minding their own business.
Doing you know what?
And they're predominantly of color.
There you are.
Put the handcuffs away, you're not attorney general anymore.
We need you for a press conference.
Let's go.
Have we found Joe yet?
I'll check his bedroom.
Joseph, I will count to three and you better come out.
Not in here, I even checked under his bed.
I found his Game Boy though.
Oh. Excuse me, miss. Have you seen Joe? Dang it. It's Jim Psaki.
Okay, Ken, I'll ask you a direct question. Have you seen Joe?
We'll circle back to that.
Oh, my God, you were useless. There's only one more place he could be.
Joe, what are you doing here?
No, you don't work for China, Joe.
I don't care if they offered you ice cream.
Stop doing that with your eyes. It's offensive.
All right, I got him. We're on our way back.
Tell the press that we're late because Joe is out getting ice cream. They love that for some reason. No questions about the border. We can't deal with that right now.
That, you know, what's funny about that is that was their big thing for a week was what flavor Joe liked. Mm-hmm. They didn't ask about the border. They didn't ask about Israel. They didn't ask about any. But we got to know that he likes double chocolate chip.
Right?
I mean, see that?
Oh, and he likes turning in early in the evenings at night, and he puts on a fireplace next to his dog and just.
Which, by the way, just died, I guess, is a major or something, 13-year-old.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, anyway.
I may not like Joe, but I like dogs. We got Richard on the line. Good morning, Richard.
Morning, everybody.
How you doing?
I'm probably going to be off. I'm going to be off topic because I've been out collecting signatures. But I'll tell you what, the people of Shasta County, they are ready for a change.
Yep.
I tell you, and some of the horror stories we're getting about Modi, his chickens are coming home to roost. I'm telling you what. And some people, they see recall, they just come up to the table and say, yeah, I just hate all government. Where do I sign? I mean, it's just amazing. People are ready, and it's going great. Our table coordinators are doing great. We're out there in force at all these events. Today we're at Benton Air Park. It's going great. It's very positive. The movement is only increasing in momentum. We're only 2 weeks into signatures, but it's going great. And I know I keep saying great. Anyway, so that's all. That's all I have today, unless you had a question.
I can't think of nothing. Great job there, Rich, and we'll see you at the next meeting.
Richard, how can people get involved and how can people help?
RecallShasta.org is the website. They can donate. They can send emails to volunteer for signature gathering. They can come to the South Bonneview Church Thursday evenings at 6 p.m., 2570 Bonneview, and sign up there, ask questions. It's phenomenal to see the amount of civic engagement that is happening in Shasta County, and I believe we are the tip of the spear still.
I agree. It seems to be that we're cut from a different cloth up here in Shasta County, and we're making a difference on a nationwide scale, I believe, especially the way things are going as far as the recalling the supervisors.
Yeah. Have a good day, everybody. Right.
Thanks, Rich.
And we also have Dar. Dar, good morning.
Good morning. I'm not talking about what you folks are talking about, but I just have a question. It's been bothering me. They're talking about this infrastructure bill that they're trying to push through. I remember, I think, that didn't Obama have an infrastructure bill? And I was wondering what happened to all that money and what did he fix?
Well, unfortunately, that seems to be one of the common problems with government and infrastructure bills and things that they do in general. So last time I checked on the infrastructure bill that they're putting forwards this go around, it was somewhere around the $4 trillion mark for our United States infrastructure. Now there's a Build Back Better World initiative that's a $40 trillion infrastructure bill that we're supposed to be helping to contribute to. But out of that $4 trillion for our nation, well, around 6% of it is actually going to actual infrastructure causes. The rest of it is going for pet projects and different things across the board. Some of it good, some of it bad, but at the end of the day, this is the problem that we see with the government time and time again, is its inefficiency. And, I mean, if we're going to fix something, I think every American could get behind the fact we'll contribute our tax dollars to fixing bloody Flint, Michigan's water. Because that's been going on for, like, what, 15 years now? We see all these presidents getting in there, we're going to do infrastructure, we're going to do this, we got Obama over here, oh, we need to focus on our minority populations. I know, I can't even do that.
Well, voice. They got the money for it, but where did it go?
Yeah, that's funny how that works, is that what's happening is that these guys have got more pet projects than Carter's got pills, but what they're really doing is greasing the palms of anybody that supports them through the non-governmental organizations.
Well,
a lot of this stuff goes over offshore and then comes back to them in kickbacks. How do you get $6 million homes, and how do you have all of this wealth? You go into government being poor and you come out rich, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's because the money that's being spent is not accounted for. Once it goes offshore, for example, there's no accounting for it. They say, oh, well, we're paying Afghanistan, $10 billion for arms. But what happens if Afghanistan puts in an offshore separate account for Nancy Pelosi $1 billion? Does anybody know about that?
Well, see, the thing is that the Obamas have like 3 or 4 homes.
Right.
And they're all multi-million dollar homes. And then the second thing I want to go to is, what happened to all the money for the bullet train, and where's the bullet train? No, I mean, really, I'm
it's
curious.
A sinkhole.
I mean,
it's constantly been a sinkhole.
Nothing is finished, and it's just covered up, and people just forget about this stuff. This is
even going on in Texas. Now Texas is trying to do their own bullet train, too, and nobody's happy about it. It's inefficient.
Let me give you the core root of the problem. Article 1, Section 10 of the Constitution, powers prohibited of the states. No state shall enter into a treaty. You know, we know that Gavin Newsom, for example, entered into a treaty with China, and that's illegal.
Yeah, and I wonder how many people know that.
Well, let me finish. They may not enter into a treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque and reprisal, coin money, admit bills of credit, or make anything but gold and silver a tender in payments of debt. There is your big problem. We stop following that rule. The reason that the founders said that we want only gold and silver as legal money, because you can't counterfeit it. You can't print it out of thin air. You know, where do you get $6 trillion for your budget? You make it up. Mm-hmm. And so what happens is they're just making it up. And they don't think that there's going to be any consequences or repercussions. You know, we're 30. You go to the U.S. debt clock. You know, by the time you add up all the debt that we're in, it's like $300 to $600 trillion. Where do you get $600 trillion if you're not counterfeiting?
And now we're at the.
That's beyond even.
Well,
a thought. I mean.
You can't even put your brain around it. But here's why they said it. Because if you can't counterfeit money in government, you can't grow government beyond its means. See, this is why they want their central bank. This is why that's why one of the platforms of the Communist Manifesto is a central bank. Because what happens is, with a central bank, you can keep printing money and you buy everything. You buy news stations. You increase the government to the point of ridiculously stupid. You send all your money to foreign countries for kickbacks. What happens is, and this is what I think it was Amschel Rothschild said, is that if I can control the currency of a country, I care not who writes its laws. That's what they were talking about. That's why the founders said only gold and silver, because you can't spend the treasury to zero and keep going. What happens is people see how much is in the treasury. People know what's going on. And the government has to live within its means, and it taxes people only to what is limited by those things. And you can't just grow government out of control.
Well, let's talk about the way this actually plays out in the real world and why they're doing the things that they're doing. So what we see is that the Fed prints off all this money. Now they're looking to go into a Fed coin and basically just be able to immediately make
that's
a
why I'm not a big deal on Bitcoin, because they're going to try to shut down Bitcoin.
They're not going to be able to, but
well, maybe, and I hope not. I'm not saying I'm against Bitcoin, but what I'm saying is I'm against the Feds having their own coin.
Oh yeah, I mean,
because
basically
what they'll do
tracked everywhere.
Well, but what they'll do is they'll make a law that no other Bitcoin is legal.
But my point to what it is, and they're already going to be like, you already had Texas that actually has said that Bitcoin is legal tender now recently. So you
well,
have these
places.
Well,
that's the fight, isn't it? You know, and can they shut it down? But before you go there, have you got anything else, Dar? We didn't want to cut you off. If you got something else to add, otherwise we're going to move on.
Well, I did, but I forgot it.
but the
thing is, I mean, really, it's just, they're just so out of control. They don't. Why aren't they taking care of things that need to be taken care of and trying to spend more money we don't have?
Well,
Dar,
let me explain this to you real quick. So the Federal Reserve ends up printing off a bunch of money, and they can't actually spend that money here locally, otherwise it will cause extreme amounts of inflation. So here's what they do. We go and we invade using our war games, and we invade any of these oil nations, and then we pump money into those oil nations that then they end up having to use in their economies, and it ends up boosting up our economy because we're ending up pumping all this money in over there and then using our money as the world's oil currency.
Well,
and notice any country that tries to go against us that is an oil-bearing nation, next thing you know, we're in war with.
Well, here, let me add to that, because you're right, but there's an important piece of that puzzle, okay? And the important piece of that puzzle is if you Google the Bank of International Settlements, they are the central banker's bank for the world. And what they do is they have the world reserve currency is the dollar, and you can only trade in the dollar if you want to buy oil. Mm-hmm. So what they have is they have this currency, so you got to trade into the dollar through the Bank of International Settlements, your currencies, to get into any of these other countries to buy the dollar. That's what makes the dollar so strong, and that's why a lot of the countries are mad at us, because we keep counterfeiting and buying up everything. So the question is that if you were the only counterfeiter in the world on the dollar that could legally counterfeit money, would you own everything?
Yeah.
That's it.
And that's basically exactly why we go in and get into all these conflicts constantly.
Well, because government isn't here's the answer. Government is inherently evil.
Which it looks like right now. It looks like they're honestly setting us up for war with Russia and China. Because did you guys see over this last week, you had China ended up flying into Taiwanese secured air zone. Basically, it's not their actual air zone, but it's the area that's right outside of it that makes them have to scramble jets. Did you notice that the same time as Biden sitting down with Putin off the coast of Hawaii, they're doing the largest war game since the Cold War?
Well, let me expand on this. Government is inherently evil. That's why they said we will bind them down with the chains of the Constitution. This is what screws up the left's whole argument. They want to give more power to the government to support their positions. And government is inherently evil. That's why we had limited government. That's why you could only have gold and silver legal tender. Everything was about limiting the power of the government. We lost sight of that, and now you can see what we've got. We've got this huge, out-of-control Leviathan that's controlling everyone and everything in the world. Okay, it's actually morphed into the worst monster ever because the limited government is no longer being followed. Government is inherently evil. And to try to think that you're going to fix this by creating more government, or we're going to do it right this time. Socialism just wasn't done right the last time. It has never been done right. This is what the socialists will not acknowledge. Go to any country that's ever implemented socialism, and it turns out a frickin' wreck.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. So this society that we're in, if we were actually following it, was the best society ever come up with. But we quit following it.
We lost it a long time ago.
We lost sight of the Constitution. We lost sight of it. We got uneducated. We got educated by the government schools, which was never supposed to happen. And we were led to believe that the answer to our problems, which is the root of our problem, is government.
Well, it would be like, so what happened with our Social Security? Back in the day, you have a system which you're paying into, and then they turn around and they take and steal all the money that the people of America had paid into, and go, oh, don't worry, we'll never do that again. How would you feel if your bank just goes in and takes $2,000 out of your bank account and leaves you with $20 in your bank account and says, oh, don't worry, we'll never do that again, but we didn't say anything about your savings account.
Well, from what I understand, that this could possibly happen, that they really could go into your savings and into your IRAs or whatever and take the money
out.
Well,
if your money's in the bank account right now under the Dodd-Frank Act, if they have a banking problem, which was what happened in 2008, and we have a subprime mortgage problem or a banking failure, they can confiscate your money right now. If you've got your money in the bank, I think you're crazy at this point, because they can confiscate your money legally under the Dodd-Frank Act and give you stock in their bank in return. And if their bank is going under, how much is that stock worth? It's zero. It's crap. So they've just taken all of your money. They did this in Cyprus. They did this in several other countries, Venezuela.
Let's be honest. The Fed boys can do anything they want. It was over this last 2 weeks. FBI seizes 800 Beverly Hills safety deposit boxes with $86 million, attorneys claim. Feds
raided. I thought your safety deposit box was safe. It's not.
No.
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 And so get this. They say that it was, they believe that they were trafficking money or something along those lines.
Well, yeah, but not all of the people. Maybe one or two.
Well, no, but that's the whole point. The government's out of control, and they use whatever means that's available to them, civil asset forfeiture, whatever you want to call it, to circumvent the laws of the Constitution that are designed to limit the government and protect the people's rights. We are way past that, and that's the wake-up call that everybody needs to have.
And they said they didn't know which of these boxes were used for money laundering, so they're just going to have to keep all $86 million of it.
Yeah, see, talking about this money business, I was at the bank one day, and there was a man ahead of me, and he wanted to draw out a certain amount of money. He was a businessman, and I don't know, it was a large quantity, and I didn't hear it. It doesn't matter. And so he asked to draw out this large quantity, and the teller told him, well, she couldn't give it to him today. He says, well, I just put it in a few days ago. He says, I need that money out.
We got to go, Dar. We're at the end of the show. Well, have a great day.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Nicole.
Remember, amateurs built the ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. And listening to that quote from George Washington tells you everything you need to know about it, what the founders thought about government. That's the end of the show.
Happy.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.